Speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Acts 5, verse 29. What tremendous courage these men had. What a loyalty they had to the Word of God. And because of this loyalty and this courage, they were now in danger of being put to death. This would no doubt have been done had it not been for a speech that was made by the man Gamaliel. Now Gamaliel said to the council, "Take heed unto yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men. Refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God." Now, what reasoning and what logic this man Gamaliel had. How sensible was his understanding of this matter. And what a truth he spoke. If it be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found to fight against God. Acts 5, 38 and 39. Now, Gamaliel was a rather fair-minded individual to suggest that they put this thing to a test. He believed that time would tell whether the work or the counsel of Peter and John was of God or of men. And I say that Gamaliel's suggestion is a very tremendous one, and that Christianity is willing to rest its case upon that suggestion, if it be of God. Now, Gamaliel did not say that this work or this counsel was of God, but he said, if it be of God. Now, not all that claims to be of God is actually from God. For instance, John said in 1 John 4, verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Some things, therefore, are definitely not of God, and some things are of God. And Gamaliel wanted the members of his council to proceed with caution, lest they engage in a battle against God. He said, if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God. And to fight against some work or some counsel of God is to fight against God Himself. Gamaliel knew that, and he knew that one could not do this and win. Many battles are lost because they are against God. When we fight those who are on God's side, we're fighting a losing battle. This is why Goliath the giant lost his battle with David. Goliath was not merely fighting David, but he was fighting God. David was on God's side, and that's how David was able to win the victory on that occasion. Or this is why Pharaoh lost his battle against the Israelites. He was not merely fighting the people of Israel, but he was fighting against God, for Israel was on God's side. And man fights a losing battle any time when he fights some counsel or some work that belongs to God. But let's notice carefully this word overthrow. That's the word Gamaliel used. If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. He went further to say that if one attempts to overthrow some work or some counsel of God, he's found to be fighting against God. Now, how could one try to overthrow some work or some counsel of God? That word overthrow is a very significant word. It's packed with meaning. And we need to see what is suggested by the word. This English word overthrow had at least 8 different meanings in the Greek. It might be well for us to examine some of those and have a better understanding of overthrow, lest maybe we, like Gamaliel suggested, may be trying to overthrow some work of God. Well, one meaning of overthrow is to thrust aside. If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. You cannot thrust it aside. If an attempt to overthrow that which is of God brings one into battle against God, then one's fighting against God. He's trying to overthrow or thrust aside something that pertains to God. And with that being the case, some are fighting against God, perhaps without even realizing it. For example, individual responsibility has come from God. And some have not been willing to shoulder their responsibility, have made every attempt to thrust it away from them. But that can't be done. The Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 5, "For every man shall bear his own burden." There is upon each person a responsibility that cannot be shifted onto the shoulders of someone else. Each person is responsible to God, and someday they will answer to God. It's a burden that no one else can bear for them, nor can anyone bear it for us. You and I can be of help to one another, but I cannot be saved for you, nor can you be saved for me or be saved for anyone else. Each man must bear his own burden in this respect. You cannot answer in the judgment for me, nor can I answer in the judgment for you. No one can obey the gospel for you. No one can live the Christian life for you. No one can worship for you. There is a responsibility that you cannot thrust away. It is of God. So one meaning of the word overthrow is to thrust away. A second meaning of the word overthrow is to break it down. Some have been found to be fighting against God in that they have tried to break down that which came from God. And of course, Satan is in back of all of it. When Christ was on earth, Satan led him through a series of temptations, trying to break down that which Christ represented. And in doing that, Satan was fighting against God. Satan was unable to do so, for you cannot overthrow that which is of God. But Satan never gives up. He keeps doing all that he can to break down that which is of the Lord. He often works through men to accomplish his purpose. Think of the insults the enemies of Jesus hurled at the Lord while he was on the cross. Satan was working through those men. Think of how many today deny the virgin birth, or place a question mark over the deity of our Lord, or doubt the power of his blood. Satan is still working through men trying to break down that which is of God. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. You cannot break it down. Man's denial or man's doubt will not change the picture. Well, a third meaning of that word overthrow is to stretch it out. Now, if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. You cannot stretch it out. Those who try to do so, they're fighting against God. And in this respect, many today are fighting against God, for they're trying to stretch out something God has said. God's word is not elastic like a rubber band that can be stretched to include everything man wants included. The Lord said through John in 2 John 9, "Whoso goeth onward and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God, but he that abideth in the doctrine hath both the Father and the Son." Now, the doctrine of our Lord cannot be stretched out to include any belief of man. It means just so much and no more. In the Old Testament, we have the incident of two men, sons of the very high priest, who offered unto God a strange fire which God had not commanded them. In essence, they were trying to make elastic and stretch out some arrangement of God by a fire that was not commanded them, and they got a fire of their life, rather of their death, because fire came out from heaven and devoured them. And Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10, verse 1 and 2, were guilty of trying to overthrow that which be of God by stretching out His word and presuming to offer this strange fire. If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. You cannot stretch it out. Now, another incident from the Old Testament is found in 1 Samuel chapter 15. The Israelites were at war with the Amalekite race. The king of Israel, Saul, was told by Samuel, the prophet of the Lord, to go out and engage the Amalekites in battle, and to completely destroy them, spare none of their lives, bring back none of the spoils. And Saul disobeyed God, for he spared the life of the king Agag of Amalekites. He brought back the best of the flocks and the best of the herds. And when he was called upon to give an answer for his disobedience, here's how he tried to stretch out God's command. He said that the people had brought back these animals for sacrifice. Saul thought surely this would be acceptable, but he thought wrongly. He was severely rebuked by the Lord, and as a result of his disobedience, he lost his kingdom. If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it by stretching it out. Now, the Bible speaks of one church, but people through all kinds of reasoning and all kinds of arguments have tried to stretch out what the Lord has said. Some say, yes, there is one church, but it's the invisible church. And all different religious bodies make up the invisible church. Others have made the argument that the one true church is the vine, and all the different denominations are simply branches from that vine. But friends, this argument won't work. For in John 15, the Lord tells us that He is the vine, and members of the Lord's family are the branches. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch. So if it be of God, it cannot be overthrown, and we cannot stretch it out.